A 29-year-old woman from Green Lake County says she was repeatedly raped by Stephen Addison and Benjamin Butler, who she met at a bar in Ripon on August 7th. Both men claim the acts were consensual. They were first charged with multiple counts of sexual assault and false imprisonment, but a plea deal reached last month by the district attorney and a Department of Justice lawyer reduced the charges to reckless endangerment and sexual gratification in public. Judge McMonagall also reduced their jail sentences from 9 and 6 months to just 30 days in jail and some community service. Berlin resident Tara Schubert, a friend of the victim, says that's what prompted the recall election drive.
It really hit me hard, you know, like I can't believe how the judge would have lowered the sentence knowing the circumstances in this case.
Schubert says McMonagall made what she calls unprofessional comments at the sentencing of the two men, suggesting they got special treatment because they were lawyers.
This is his words, word for word, off of the transcripts. "We have the unique situation of having 8 lawyers in the front of this courtroom, and all of us can ponder what we would be thinking about at this moment if we were all about to have our careers interrupted or ended."
Judge McMonagall was not available for comment. According to the Illinois Commission that disciplines attorneys, neither Addison nor Butler have been disbarred. Schubert hopes to gather 2,000 signatures as soon as possible so a recall election for McMonagall can take place sometime this spring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.